Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Welcome to the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we brave scanning the net to find all the deep history and lore of cyberpunk.
I'm Toasty, a fixer that's new to Night City with a desire to jump into the details of this gritty setting.
And I'm Genesis, an old school media tech with a love of character deep dives.
Together, we will bring you the foundations of the past, the state of Night City today, and the news of the future.
We've got incoming. Let's Delta. Welcome back, Chooms, to another episode of the Cyberpunk Lorecast. I'm your girl, Genesis, and with me, as always, is Toasty.
Hello.
Hi. That was like the most energetic hello ever.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, there you are. Thought maybe somebody body snatched you.
Probably.
All right.
Too sure nowadays.
Maybe there's a yerk controlling your brain, and I just don't know about it.
I don't understand that reference.
Oh no! Damn it! All right, somebody out there got that. Well, of course, it is the end of the month. It's the end of the year, really. So we are here with our patrons to talk about our Cyberpunk New Year's resolutions. Turbo, Ninja, say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I love my sleepy boys.
I'm not sleepy. I'm going on insanity.
I think we knew that.
I've been up for, 24 hours because I just can't get to sleep. I've just been laying in my bed.
Oh, I've been there before. It sucks.
And now I have the Indiana Jones theme song going on in my head. So if I'm a little manic, or I should say more than I usually am, I apologize now. Just tell me to shut up.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's channel that energy. And we will use that for our topic for tonight, which is Cyberpunk Resolutions 2024. New year, new me. Let's get this thing kicked off. What we are going to talk about is that we all, almost every gamer ever, falls into the rut of, I find my playstyle, I stick with it, and then I only go back and replay games and maybe make some storyline decision changes. But my character playstyle never really changes. What are you going to do to change that in Cyberpunk next year? Turbo, what are you going to do new next year?
Well, usually, at least for Cyberpunk, I've been playing a hacking and from a, like, mostly distance, like a sniper, and then I kind of branched off with my latest one, which just got through Phantom of the Marine. I did a, like, kind of like mid-range, assault rifles, grenades, and stuff like that. I have never done, like, up in your face melee and maybe shotgun. So I was thinking, because it's that the reason I'm going to slow down is because it's getting kind of repetitive, because of I fall into that rut of starting to slowly back up the distance and just being able to get through everything. Now that you brought that up, you just reignited it. I want, because that would maybe it also, if I maybe put the difficulty up, just like being on the knife's edge constantly, it's kind of like getting the star power. Makes me now just want to suddenly go play it.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But yeah, because I'm not usually that thing, because I'm always in any other games. I like playing the back, but now that you said something new for holidays, I'm like, that made me think of, I've never played, and Cyberpunk's one of the games I think I could actually do it, because with all the actual bonuses, like you can get some health regen and stuff. And you can get the, what is it? Isn't there like a second heart one where it like revives you if you go down? Mm-hmm. And there's some electrical ones where like you get your health kit. It literally sends like a static shock out too. Like I haven't even touched those in the game.
Yep.
And I haven't really used it. I've used the Sin Death Stand, but I haven't really used the Berserk. Is that what the other ones?
Yep. The Berserker mode and Fury mode and all that stuff.
I haven't even touched that one. And so I don't think so. It may have been one of my very first trying to figure out why I wanted to play in the first place, but I don't think I've ever done anything that really goes for like the close range, up in your face. Like, I have a weapon for that in my original, but that's only in case I get in trouble and someone sneaks up on me, but I've never done like a build for it.
Okay.
And maybe do like a male V all the way through. I've only done really a female V.
Oh, that's also a big change. So an up close and personal male V run. Toasty, isn't your main up close and personal?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not male V, but yeah, very up close and personal. Oh. Although, I mean, yeah, throwing knives are easier to hit whenever you're close range. So, but kind of that. Occasionally use a katana, but mostly just throwing knives.
I'm kind of a mixture of all over the place because I net run and shotgun. So I start off far away and then end up really close.
Okay.
Yeah, I seem to always find myself coming back around to net running and using blades. So no matter how I start my playthrough and what I expect in the beginning, it always goes back to net running and blades.
All right, Ninja. So what is your resolution going to be? What playthrough are you going to make yourself do?
Well, I'd like to actually fully commit to a male V run where I don't just use net running. Maybe use I don't know, assault rifles and snipers, maybe. Because I've started a couple male Vs, and then I just go back to my female V.
Oh, that's so funny. I have started a couple female V playthroughs, but then keep going back to my male. Oh, man. But also, for you, the sniper has always seemed to fit better. In my head, Ninja uses a sniper in everything. So I think a cyberpunk playthrough with that would go good.
You know, it's funny. You're right. I do use a sniper in just about everything else.
But just not cyberpunk. And especially, like a good, smart sniper, I feel like would be really fun for you. With some like auto-targeting and just the way that you can really spec that thing out. Yeah, I think you'd have fun with that.
Maybe I'll actually be able to use that really nice one you get in Phantom Liberty then.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be really good.
Ooh. Ooh, that does sound fun. I've never been a long range person. Like, it's funny, everybody talks about how their favorite Skyrim build is Stealth Archer, and that's literally the only thing that I've never done. Like, I can't, like, that's not me at all. Archer is hard to play in video games for me.
I feel that.
Yeah, I mean, I've downloaded mods just to give myself better snipers in Fallout 4, just so it's a nicer experience.
All right. Toasty, what about you?
I guess I should probably actually play male V because I haven't done that ever because I love Judy too much. I guess like play style. I mean, like, the two times I've really committed to playing the game, I have played the very, like, high, cool, high, like, the running blades kind of thing. Like, this most recent playthrough, I wanted to try it again with, like, the new perks and stuff and see how, like, cool it was and the dashing and all that, and then was using the throwing knives, so that was a big change up, but, like, I do kind of want to play like a net running build and see like how that works and how having like a high intelligence plays into like Phantom Liberty with how much that's a factor, you know? So I guess that's my Cyberpunk New Year's resolution.
All right.
And I guess to like complete Johnny to his fullest, because I guess I haven't done that yet. I don't know. I've been seeing the stuff and I did not get a very nice ending for certain like ending choice after Phantom Liberty.
So, oh.
Interesting. I don't know. I guess I didn't make him happy enough.
What's up, Turbo?
I got another new version. I gotta actually save I can't say his name.
Takamura.
I almost said Takamusa. Takamura. I gotta save him once because I keep forgetting to save him from the burning building. I always forget. So I have not got that ending where he's well, it's not his ending, but you know the ending where I always forget to go back in to save him.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one. Making sure like the little things that you always forget to do. On my first playthrough, my iguana egg was glitched out. I could see it, but I couldn't pick it up. So I didn't get to have the iguana in my first playthrough. And then in my second one, I completely forgot. And then in the third one, I was like, yay, all right, let's do this. And then I haven't played on that character. So I want to have the iguana. But Toasty, I think that you will enjoy the net running. I think that it's definitely a really fun aspect of the game and makes things really cool. And then it makes it so that way you can play a long range character easier. So that's when you might find guns are more enjoyable once you can set the room on fire first and then go in and clean things up.
Fair enough.
Because watching people drop to contagion while you're just chilling by a dumpster is pretty cool.
See, I think I started one time, but I didn't get very far. So I want to see how it's like with the new perks and stuff. Because can't you just like, you build your HP up, can't you just kind of like do unlimited quick hacks?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and you'll be able to use the like really, really high cost ones like Cyberpsychosis. That one's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cyberpsychosis, detonate their grenades, set them on fire with overheat, and then wipe the rest of them out with the contagion. I got crowd control, baby.
I'm excited.
You can also just straight up blow up their cars.
Oh, yeah. That makes racing so much easier. This is why it's difficult for me to change my playstyle. Because I love it. But I think I am going to commit to a Toasty run. Yep. Female V that is romancing Judy will run the river and then break up with him. Then is going to be mainly blades, no net running, and yeah, I'm gonna play as Toasty does. That's my goal.
Okay. I'm excited to hear about it.
What's up
for a Toasty? Well, I guess we're gonna call it Toasty run now. When you're most melee, what would you stat in? Like, I know, so like for close range melee, so you do cool and body then? Because I haven't looked up for a mostly melee build.
Mine's cool reflexes for the most part, but there is, you can switch it up technically. So, okay.
Yeah, I don't think blades require body.
Okay.
Yeah, blades and stuff is reflexes and whatnot. If you want to get the perks for it. Body is about like health Shotguns, I believe. And I think there's blunt. There's like the blunt weaponry in there as well.
Yeah, because I knew with the new update, I didn't know where to go, and I know you play as well. Your toasty thing, so I was going to ask you.
Yeah, that was mine. Mine was all well with the level cap. Now you can kind of max out a lot because I maxed out cool reflexes and technical ability. So statted for blades, my thrown weapons, and like cyberware and stuff from like David's tree, and even managed to get my body up to 16 or 18 still. Mm-hmm. And then I had gorilla arms, so I pretty much had a maxed out body as well. So kind of get a lot out of it. It's just where you put your perks for it.
So, maybe that's what I'll do.
So the arms, cool
body.
Sorry.
I was saying maybe I'll go full body and go like heavy LMGs and the shoulder cannon thing.
That'd be cool.
So each of the arms, gorillas and blunt, is mantises and blades. Where's monowire? Monowire's.
That's for like blades. Net running.
Blades, okay. Oh, and then. Blades,
okay.
So. Gorilla arms.
There's the missile launcher, which I don't know if that has. I guess maybe. I think technical has like your grenade boosts. So, and I think that counts for that.
All right. So I got a pretty good idea on what I will be building. Maybe I'll even like make her look like a female toasty. Or make her look like you.
Jeez. All right then.
I can get the hairs. I can definitely do because I can do an ombre hairstyle.
Yeah. Don't they have glasses in it? Well, shades.
No, there's definitely glasses.
Yeah, there's definitely glasses. Oh man, I'm terrified because I know eventually I'm going to get this picture of me.
Yes. Okay. All right, I think this is a good spot for us to take our mid break. And when we come back, I have no clue. We'll figure something to talk about. Welcome to the middle of the show where we talk about the show and not the lore of Cyberpunk. A huge shout out and major love to all of our patrons. You chooms are amazing and you keep this show going. It's very much appreciated. And if you can't support us financially through patreon.com/cyberpunklorecast, you can always drop us a 5-star rating and review on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Audible. Wherever you listen to this podcast, you can follow, like, subscribe, do whatever makes podcasters happy. We don't have any new reviews to read out this week, and we don't have any new patrons to shout out, so I think we'll keep it short and sweet, unless you got anything else to add.
I don't have anything.
All right, let's get back into it then. Normally in the second half of the show, I flip the topic on its head. So, I don't know, is there a New Year's anti-resolution? Something in the game you will never do. I know that there are decisions in other video games that I'm like, no, absolutely not. I don't think I could even make myself make this decision on an evil playthrough. But in Cyberpunk, I could think like, oh, I don't know if I could ever not send Jackie's body to his mama. Are there any decisions like that in Cyberpunk that you don't think you could ever make yourself do?
It's a toughie.
Yeah. What's up, Turbo?
I don't think I could side with I can't remember her name, but it's in the Clouds mission.
Oh, siding with Hanako, or not Hanako, but Miko? Maiko.
Maiko. I don't think I can side with her because it'd piss off Judy too much.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if I'm not romancing her, she's a friend, and you don't betray friends like that. No.
Mm. I was trying to think because I don't think I could do that either.
Or like any of the characters, I don't think I could ever go against them. Cause like none of their choices are so bad that it's like, oh, you're killing puppies and blowing up orphanages. So like, cause like Pan Am, I can't just like, I couldn't rat her out to Saul and just and stuff, or not show up and rescue Saul. Mm-hmm. I think it's his name, right? I'm not just making up a random person, right? His name's Saul. Like, and like leaving River by himself and just like getting a text, like, why didn't you show up?
I could probably do that.
Yeah.
I think he dies.
No, the boy that got kidnapped dies.
Oh, I thought he exploded in the minefield.
Oh.
Well, maybe. Know.
Maybe both. Because if you don't show up to help him rescue the kid, I think he tries to do it himself and then he dies and the kid dies. So yeah, don't let innocent children die. That's a good thing to not do.
Fair.
Ninja, what about you? What's something you could never do?
It'd be something I could never do again, but siding with Arasaka for the ending. I did it once, and that is enough for me.
That's valid. That's totally valid. Because, I mean, like, once you find your ending that you prefer, it is really difficult to switch away from it. And then, just like, if you have a moral stance against going with one of them, I completely understand that, too. In your Arasaka ending, did you have Takamura alive?
No, I did not. I didn't know I could save him until afterwards.
Ah. That might make it a little more palatable going that route. But not by much. Even my Corpo V isn't going to sell out.
It's just so hard to do. Like once you've seen it, it's so hard to like subject V to that again, because it's just like you just watch like a 5-minute sequence of them just like losing their mind. Or just not even losing their mind, just like grasping at the pieces. Just sad. Yep. It's just really sad.
Yeah, so now it's leaving with Judy.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's my preferred as well.
That one's tied with the ending where you get to go to space.
I have thoughts on this one.
The one where you take over kind of Rogue's ending, yeah. For Rogue. Mm-hmm. I like that one because it's like V is taking over now. Even if it's for a short while, maybe she gets her cure in space. Because I always wanted to go to space. See that casino.
It's a palace.
Yep, the palace. Have an Ocean Eleven's moment.
All right, Toasty. What about you? What's something you don't think you could ever do?
I don't think I could ever do. Play a male V. No, okay. Oh, man. Trying to think of some of the choices that like just really sucked and I really hated. I think I agree with you on the like, I don't think I could send Jackie's body to Vic knowing like he's just gonna end up like an engram or something. Like that shit just sucks. Damn, all my things on my mind right now are like Phantom Liberty related.
I mean, yeah. But you could talk Phantom Liberty stuff that you'll never do.
I don't think I'll ever do that ending again. The new ending that you get the option of, I just couldn't. I was not a fan.
Yeah.
I definitely see the perspective that people say of like how like it's kind of hopeful, but I just like the things you have to do in order to get there just feel like you don't deserve it in the end. That's me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I could ever go through the signature facility again. How about that one? Fuck that. God.
Oh, yeah.
I'll eventually do it, but fuck is this. Ooh.
That one is extremely difficult, and I did not like playing through it at all. And I kept getting jump scared, and I kept getting like actually fucking freaked out sitting at my computer, and I did not like it. Meh.
I'm sorry, if I wanted to play Alien Isolation, I would play Alien Isolation.
Neither of which we want to do.
Okay. Exactly.
I think I died in that section more times than I died in the whole rest of any of my playthroughs, all combined. I think I died so many times there.
I definitely died more. Me. I died more in that in Sinusure than I did in the rest of Phantom Liberty for sure.
I'm curious. Can I, like, how many times do you think that thing killed you?
Me?
It's just everyone. I'm just curious.
It was pretty close, I think, to, and it was at least in double digits, and I want to say more than 20 times, because I'm just really bad at that. Like, I kept thinking, I'm fine. Nope, I die. I'm like, I couldn't get the hang of it until I forced myself through that. Oh, I hate that section. That's why I never played Alien Isolation. I can't do that.
Definitely not 20 times. I think, what, it tracks you down like 4 or 5 times. So I'd say maybe 7 or 8 times.
I'm very bad at this.
Okay.
I thought I was not going to be that far off. Oh, gods.
Well, it's like, because once I died once, I learned where it was going to come from and where I needed to hide. So I figured it out.
Oh, I tried wrong.
Okay.
How many times did you die, Pangan, or did you not do that part? What are you, Tosi? Am I just a weird person?
I don't remember that part. What?
The big spider bot when you go down the reed path.
Oh. Throughout the entire thing, I think I died like 3 times.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like probably the same for me. No, I just was so terrified of the thing. I think I just sat in one of those little like side vent things for like a solid like 20 minutes.
Oh God.
It's like trying to figure out its walking pattern. I was like, please, I can't do this anymore.
Okay, I don't think I did that. I think I'd rather just like try to get through it as fast as I could.
That's fair.
Alright. I don't know what I can't do other than like not sending Jackie's. I don't know if I can ever do the give Johnny the body one again. That one to me seemed really rough, and I just didn't like it. It's not for me. I don't know. Maybe I'm too attached to my own damn body, but it's like, you had your life, dude. And this is mine.
I don't think I've done it. I don't think I've ever given him the body.
All right. Maybe that's something you can add to your list to at least experience it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Trying to think what else. What other big key decisions are there that I don't think I could ever do? Ooh. Siding with Netwatch. That was an early on decision where I was like, it was kind of one of the first ones where you get to really pick a side and have it branch from there. And I don't know. I haven't done it. So I don't know what that branch looks like. But I don't know if I can. So there we go. All right. I think this might be a good spot for us to wrap it up. What's up, Turbo?
I was about to ask, has anyone done the know what decisions are made for you when you do the straight to Dog City DLC? I mean, not Dog Talk, Phantom Liberty DLC.
I heard they were shit and that you don't have very good skills and it's not good. My friend Cass did that and she was like, the skill set is horrible. My skill slots, my points, what words am I looking for? All of her stats were completely jacked up. And she said she didn't like it at all. It wasn't built towards any specification. So everything was right down the middle of the path and made it very difficult starting at level 20 or level 30 with not excelling in one area or another.
I won't do that then.
Well, unless we got another topic to switch things to, this might be a short episode tonight.
It's probably okay if it is.
It's the end of the year. Everything's slowly calming down. Everyone's... All
right, then. I think we will wrap it up here for tonight and call it a show. If you have any last thoughts on things that you really want to try or will never try in Cyberpunk, shout them out now, along with anything else you got going on, Turbo.
I got nothing else going on. And something I'll probably never do again is, not kidding. Never do now is do that jump to the thing because I don't like how that sounded at all.
Fair enough. I'd rather
slog through it myself or just speed run it. But no, I'm not doing that.
Fair enough. Ninja, what about you?
I have absolutely nothing.
All right. Any last final thoughts on things that you would or wouldn't do?
Yeah, well, that starting going straight to Dogtown does sound pretty awful, but.
All right.
I don't really know.
All right. Fair enough. Toasty.
Well, I mean, for one, you can catch me doing the Witcher Lorecast and Cyberpunk podcast as well, and on the Discord and stuff. As far as everything, yeah. The last thing would just be never jump straight to the DLC because I don't know. I just never liked that. I didn't like that in Witcher. I didn't like it here. So, you know, that's how it'd be.
Yeah. You can find me on the Two Girls, One Ship podcast talking about video game romances. We recently put out our longest episode ever, clocking in at almost 2 hours long. But yeah, it's a good time. I am going to jump on the bandwagon and say that I'm never going to jump straight into the DLC. And I don't think I could ever not have the one night with Meredith because I love that weapon too much.
Fair enough.
All right. And of course, at the end of every episode, we shout out Miracle of Sound, thanking him for allowing his music to be used. Gav is amazing, and we use snips and clips from the Neon Red Cyberpunk instrumental version. So go give them a listen. And while you're out there,
stay safe in Dogtown.
Do you love Dragon Age? Have you always wanted to learn more about its vast world and detailed lore? Are you still attached to your hero of Ferelden, even a decade after Dragon Age Origins came out? Or maybe you're a newer fan, still discovering a new tidbit or quest every day.
Well, either way, the Dragon Age Lorecast is the podcast for you. I'm Austin, also known as Teacup.
And I'm Shelby, also known as SheCup.
And come and join us as we embark on a journey to explore and discover all things Dragon Age.
We'll discuss all kinds of topics, from Lyrium to the Chantry and the great mysteries of the old gods, and even more that even you BioWare superfans might not know about.
So come and listen on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. And always remember,
Swoopin'